Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, as you heard there in the news headlines, President Michael D. Higgins has apologised for what he has called a casual remark made about the chair of the Consultative Forum on International Security Policy, which gets underway this week. In an interview with the Business Post, the President was quoted as referring to Professor Louise Richardson as someone with a very large DBE. Dame of the British Empire. In a statement issued this afternoon, President Higgins said he had intended no offence. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach early today said Ireland is not going to join NATO, adding that it's very clear the country is going to continue with military neutrality. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by Catherine Connolly, Independent TD for Galway West, and Gerard Crockwell, Independent Senator, and you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Gerard, I might come to yourself first. I wonder, what did you make of Michael D's comments about the forum?
I thought it was outrageous. I cannot understand why he would step into the political arena using his office. I think it was the wrong thing to do. Irrespective of whether I liked what he said or didn't like what he said, presidents by and large have not stepped into the political arena and criticised government. And this was very clear. Everything about the statement was very, very clear. He knew exactly what he was doing and he chose the time to do it as the start of the week for Micheál Martin's forum, which I may not be totally supportive of either.
He's entitled to his opinion, so isn't he like any other citizen? And what he did was only break a convention as opposed to any constitutional policy or article, rather.
Absolutely, he's entitled to his opinion, but it has been custom and practice that presidents have not stepped over the Rubicon and criticised government or stepped into political commentary, and I think it was the wrong thing to do. He knew exactly what he was doing.
I mean, it wasn't a direct criticism of government, though, was it, Gerard? It was more a warning of a drift towards ending our neutrality, potentially.
Well, first and foremost, I mean, he talks about positive neutrality. The Taoiseach and Tánaiste talk about militarily neutral and politically neutral. None of these have any standing in international law. I mean, what we need to do is clearly define what neutrality is and how other states defend that neutrality. That's what we need to do. I am a supporter of neutrality. I am a supporter of remaining outside NATO. They wouldn't have us in the first place, but we should not be aiming to go there.
All right, Catherine Connolly, what do you make of what Gerard and indeed others have had to say, which is that the President shouldn't be getting into the realm of criticising government?
I think that's the comment on comments, you know, Ruach ban Lumgur, Ruach ban Leahy. I'd prefer to look at the issue, and I think Michael D's intervention was very timely. I think it was very moderate, and I welcome what he said. He said that we're drifting. I'd actually go further than the President and say we're not drifting, we're being led down a particular path. I welcome what he said, and in all of this diversion, we're not looking at what he actually said.
Well,
and
we
he
will.
Talked about strengthening the UN.
Yeah, and indeed, I really do want to get into the meat of what he was actually talking about. But just in terms of his right to say it or whether or not he was right to say it, you say it was very timely. Gerard Crockwell making the point that it was very timely in that it was timed exactly at the beginning of the week that the forum was taking place. Time to do the ultimate damage, you might argue.
I don't think that Michael D has done any damage. I think what he has done is a welcome contribution to point out that the debate that's been set is an illusion. And that's my interpretation of what he said, and that we need to look at what's happening here. And he described as the government, this government and other governments, drifting. And that was within the context of the failure to look at the UN and international bodies, that to use the space that's there and to look at that. I think we're looking at Michael D. Michael D has commented on housing. He has commented on many things so far, and I don't know anyone that found it objectionable. So I'm not sure what's different on this one.
Well, yeah, I think even on housing, there were some sort of, you know, murmurings in the background that, again,
murmurings,
sort of,
yeah.
But they're stronger than murmurings on this one. You will have seen the comments in addition from Gerard, also Neil Richmond talking about how he was close to the line, etc. I do want to move on, like I said, to what he's actually said. But you just mentioned there that you think that he's talking about how, you know, he didn't use those words, but your interpretation of what he said is that the this debate is sort of an illusion, this debate that we're about to have in the forum. If that's your interpretation of what he has had to say, do you not think he has fakely undermined the security forum?
What he said is a dangerous period of drift in relation to foreign policy. And he says we don't have to bury ourselves in other people's agendas. Now, I see nothing wrong with that. I see nothing wrong with him drawing attention to the UN and that we should look at that body and indeed other bodies, and that we should look at our neutrality, our positive neutrality, and how it has served us well. Now, if we get off Michael D for a minute and look at what's proposed, that might be useful. We're looking at what's proposed is a consultative forum on international security policy that's going to take place in three different venues in three different counties. It's not a forum on how well neutrality has served us, on the problems with neutrality as the government sees, There's no honesty in relation to this. On top of that, the selection of the speakers leaves a lot to be desired. It's of great concern to me. No openness and accountability in relation to how the speakers were picked. There's an imbalance in terms of gender equality. And the subject itself, looking at what I have before me, the moderators and the speakers and the subjects, I would retitle it Beyond Neutrality. Because that's what this forum is doing. We're actually looking at beyond neutrality. And if we take that in the context of the many well-placed articles over the last couple of years and comments in the Dáil that we need to grow up as a people, we need to be mature, we need to stop free riding on the banks of other countries who are in NATO or who are willing to cooperate in a defence alliance in Europe. These type of comments, no later than Sunday in the Business Post, a certain person who stood for election wasn't elected is making a comment that we're free riding and we need to grow up. I've a serious problem with all of that.
All right, well, let me bring Gerard in on that. Catherine's interpretation of what this forum is about, having looked at the speakers and looked at the topics, that this is not about neutrality, it's about beyond neutrality, Gerard.
I have much sympathy in what Catherine has just been saying. I was absolutely disappointed, would be a very mild word to say, when we didn't know who the speakers were until very recently. I would have my own reservations about the direction that Tánaiste has gone with respect to this forum. I think there would have been other ways to do it. But we have over-egged the military influence, for example. There are five generals, three retired and two serving. Michael D. said it was full of generals and admirals. There are no admirals. In fact, 15% are military. Mm. That's the first thing I'd say on it. The second thing I'd say on it is we talk about our neutrality when we're unable to see what's in our sky. We can't interject or interdict any aircraft that flies in illegally into our airspace. We cannot monitor what's going on in our economic zone. We cannot monitor what's going on within our national waters. We cannot see what's beneath the waves. If we want to be truly neutral, and I want us to be truly neutral, then we have to step up to the mark and be able to protect ourselves.
Well, so are we free riding, do you think?
Absolutely. Just look at what happened when we needed to get citizens out of Afghanistan not so terribly long ago, or out of, Chad in the last couple of weeks. We had to depend on the French or the Dutch or the Germans or the English or the Americans. Who looks after us? If Ireland is wide open at the moment, it is the weak underbelly of Europe. And whether we like it or not, we are the largest aircraft carrier in the world. If somebody wants to have a go, whether it's west to east or east to west, the ideal launching pad is Shannon Airport, Cork Airport, Knock Airport, Dublin Airport. And we have no way of defending any part of that.
All right. What do you have to say to that, Catherine? That we're very vulnerable, and Gerard is not the first person to make that point on this programme.
I'm not sure where Gerard is saying we should discuss that, but that certainly will not be discussed in an open, honest way with this consultative forum. It's actually set out that it's about security, how we lack security, the security experts in, the brigadiers in.
And what is wrong with that? Should we not be discussing our security?
Well, we should be discussing how the world has become so unsafe.
Well, that is part of what is going to be discussed, isn't it?
It may well be a small part of it, but it's been set within a framework. I'm actually looking here. I'm listening to language over the last few years. Let me just quote a few little things. Borrell, the High Commissioner, unelected, he's on record for telling us Europe is a garden, and outside of the garden is a jungle. That's the type of language he's using. When we look at refugees, EU is set to build up a Frontex border police of 10,000 people to stop migrants coming into Europe. We're setting up Fortress Europe. Mm. I'm looking at today's paper, just Sally Hayden, an article in relation to Tunisia. When in this debate, you hear words emerging like failed states and emerging states, right? And we look at Tunisia. By their language, a failed state, and we're doing a deal with them in relation to migrants. We have no problem. We talk about compasses and strategic compass. Europe has lost its moral compass.
Okay, and that is potentially a much bigger debate. I'm not saying that that's wrong
but
or
that's
right.
That's the whole point.
But that's not the point of this necessarily. I mean, it is talking about international...
That's exactly it. That should be the point where our neutrality fits into a world where we could be a voice that is not aligned with warmongering, with war. And that does not mean we don't condemn Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Absolutely.
Catherine, I've taken a look through all the different topics that are planned in the forum, and it does mention regularly what existing or potential partnerships can assist us in various different aspects of international security, which would, I suppose, feed into some people's fears that we're moving closer to partnerships with, for example, PESCO or NATO or whatever it might be. Close cooperation, I suppose, because I know that is something that Tisha is talking about. But is that not something that we have to do if, from a military perspective, we're not able to defend ourselves?
I don't frame the discussion and those in that framework. I don't do that. Why do I not do that? Because we have had a policy of neutrality, which we're very proud of, for a very long time. Albeit we have stretched it to unbelievable limits, but we have a tradition of a policy of neutrality that has been endorsed by the people in successive polls.
But I got to say, Catherine, I got to say now, look, if we're going to talk about neutrality, at the end of the day, we have never been a neutral state. We provided safe access for allies during the Second World War to be repatriated across the border. We had a safe flying zone across Donegal to allow the Atlantic Air Arm to go out and hunt German submarines. This nonsense talk about neutrality is untrue. We need to face up to it.
I'm not inclined to talk nonsense, okay?
I know that.
Certainly, we have stretched neutrality to make it meaningless. We've allowed 3 million American soldiers through Shannon. There are any amount of examples, and indeed the book by Conor Gallagher has outlined a myriad of examples where we have done something contrary to our tradition of neutrality.
But the Shannon Airport argument...
Can I finish, please? So yeah. What's important here is that the people of Ireland have spoken repeatedly with different treaties, the Lisbon Treaty that had to be run twice, the Nice Treaty that had to be run twice, and so on, to tell us that neutrality is very important to the people of Ireland.
And do you not accept, Catherine, sorry, can I just ask you, do you not accept that if you want to be truly neutral, you have to be able to defend that neutrality?
I don't know how we could ever possibly defend ourselves military against America if they choose to attack us, against Russia. It is not possible. What we can do is build up our defence forces so that our defence forces have adequate number of soldiers, adequate pay and so on, not to mention equality, not to mention the abuse that's gone on within the army.
Yeah, so and I know that's a point that Michael D was making.
He certainly made that point very strongly.
And I want to bring in Gerard again before we wrap. I wonder, Gerard, do you have the same fears as others that there is a predetermined outcome from some of this forum, and something that I know that the Taoiseach then and others in government have rejected?
I have concerns about the forum, Sarah, but I believe what this forum will do is it will start the national conversation that is long overdue about how we build our neutrality, how we support our neutrality, how we fund our defence forces. And by the way, the comments made by the President about the Independent Review Group report, we must remember those are only allegations. Those have yet to be put before a sworn inquiry where we will get the absolute truth.
We'll leave it there for the moment, and thank you both very much for joining us. That is Gerard Crockwell and Catherine Connolly. You can let us know what you think to 51551.